You mentioned pass rush, and I can't tell you, Lynn, how many times somebody has said this to me, and they mean it as a compliment, and they always say, if only Lynn Dickey had an offensive line, what's they say that, and yeah. I say, oh, yeah. And you know, personal pride kind of gets in the way, and I can't totally agree. But how did you feel about that whole – do you think lay up a wing and say, if only I had an offensive line?
Well, I do that. If only I had a defense. And you know as well as I do, you're not lucky or you have a bad offensive line and bad offensive team if you put up 27, 28 points a game, you know, which we did a lot. In those days, but when you score 30 and give up 35, you know, it won't work. And you can get into a shootout now and then and win those games, which we won half of them there for about 5 or 6 years in a row. We were 8-8, but that's about what you're going to get when you're up the top two or three in offense and you're at the bottom in defense. Kind of comes out to about 8-8. And I'll take our offensive team through those years, I'll take it any day. Take all the players we had, but people tell me the same thing about, oh, if you'd only had an offensive line. I said, my offensive line was fine. You know, we were fine.
Thank you.
But when you got to go out and just throw the ball 45 times a game trying to play catch-up, it won't work. And would we have liked to have tried to run the ball a lot more? Yeah, I would have. It takes a lot of pressure off of me and off of you guys. But that wasn't what we were dealt at that time. So, yeah, and I know defensively, it's not like our defensive teammates were not trying. Yeah. You know, as you know, we got a lot of guys hurt early in the year. It seemed like we never had a defensive tackle that was able to stay healthy.
Let people sign in Canada, let them go to the USFL. Yeah, those things were...
Yeah, I won't mention that. But
that
was a huge mistake. You know, it was a huge mistake. Looking back... Yeah, I think the person knows it was a huge mistake to let that happen. But it is what it is. But I got no problem with our offensive team during those years and my line.
Lynn, I thought this spoke volumes. I happened to be in Canton when James Lofton was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. And he was asked during one of the press conferences, was it great getting to Buffalo and playing and having the opportunity to play with a great quarterback in Jim Kelly? And James, without batting an eyelash, said, well, it wasn't a big change for me. I played with a great quarterback in Green Bay, Lynn Dickey.
I saw his acceptance speech naturally during that day, and I was so glad for him, as we all were, and proud of him, and proud to have been able to play with him. And then, you know, for him to mention that, it was very nice. Yeah, it was very nice. And he's, as you look back in your career and our careers, every blue moon, a guy would come in to your team and you'd go, wow, that guy's not normal. I mean, not normal in that he does things differently than other players that we've had in the past. I mean, he does things that are up here, you know, as most guys are, in this level. And James was certainly one of those. I thought, wow, that guy is different. I played in Houston with Alvin Bethea in the Hall of Fame, Charlie Joyner in the Hall of Fame, Ken Houston in the Hall of Fame. They did things a little differently. Their effort level, their talent level was a little higher than everybody else's. And as I look back, there's a reason that those guys are in the Hall of Fame, because they're unusual talents. And you put the intelligence level and the personality that James Lofton had on top of all that, it was made for a really special guy. Yeah, it made me feel good that he mentioned it.
Folks, I gotta leave you with one story. The first time I met Lynn Dickey, it goes back to like a mini camp, rookie camp. They used to be in Phoenix before the days of the Don Hudson Center. And I was a veteran, probably attending my 14th rookie camp. I still hadn't made the grade yet, and Lynn just joined the team. And Lynn's, we were roommates because we were both veterans, and I walk in, and Lynn was kind of Sharpie Hollywood as a player, you know, and he's sitting on a bed, and he's got these little black underwear on, he's got this big
Speedos.
Head. Yeah, he's got this big head of curly hair, and I'm thinking, oh, this is the new quarterback, and he takes one look at me, sizes me, and goes, are all the linemen your size? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember you. I'd been traveling all day, and I think you'd been out for a cold one and came in, and then we met. And I looked, and I said, how much are you weighing? I think you said like 242 or something like that, 38 or something like that. And then I made that comment, are they all your size? If they are, we're in big trouble. Yeah, but I didn't know that the bite of the dog, though. I've told people this for years, and not to toot your horn, but if everyone was as tough and worked as hard as Larry McCarron, we'd have been in good shape.
Thank you, sir. Great seeing you.